Caught, busted. Good morning, everybody. Well, good afternoon, I guess.
Yes, depends on where in the world you are.
Yes, it does. Or when you're looking at this or following up on it. Anyhow, welcome to Denim and Pearls.
My name is Dr. Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With lots of pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
Uh-huh. You know, I just thought, as you said that, I really love that. We started this off actually on the porch, but I think what it really truly means to me is genuine conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, and as you type away over here.
I'm trying to share it.
You were doing that on your other show this morning.
I know, it always does that.
You need a producer.
I know, I need an automatic somebody who does that.
So anyhow, what's our song?
Drop It Like It's Hot. Drop It Like It's Hot. Yeah.
You know, I realized I used to love that song until I just reheard it.
You don't like it anymore?
I don't know if I like it or not because it's got some, there's no musical lines behind it.
This happens to you, drop it like it's hot. If this happens to you, drop it like it's hot.
It's really Snoop being acoustic.
It is.
With a little bit of rhythm in the background.
Yeah.
So this is your topic today. You started it. I think I have some good ideas of where to take it, but it was your topic. So what are we doing?
Just my topic is because a lot of things have been happening in my world lately, and I just dropped it like it's hot. And so when the song came on, I was like, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. And it's so freeing to let things go. And that's what brought
the but it's hard to let go.
It's very hard to let
go. Yeah, there's my yeah, but for the day. Yeah, but it's hard to let go.
It is hard to let go. I didn't say drop it like it's hot because it's easy. I said it's drop it like it's hot. And then it's the freedom of letting it go and getting that worry out of your head. I mean, I've been like dealing with my car and I keep, kept trying to fix it.
Well, you should have dropped that like it was hot a year ago.
Exactly. And I kept fixing it and fixing it. And I'd want to drive a distance and do, whoa, but what if my car stopped working? What if, hey, Brian, can you meet me here? Brian, can you help me? Hey, I kept trying to maneuver around.
Oh, so does that mean you're driving everywhere now?
I would love to. But I was doing all this maneuvering around and causing myself anxiety, not realizing I was causing myself anxiety. And then when I came home from New York yesterday, you couldn't get me. My daughter couldn't come get me. And my husband was getting off work late, so he would be able to get me. And I'm like, I'm just going to buy a car.
I'm just going to buy a new car.
So I bought a new car. And the freedom of signing that and getting the car was, I dropped the other one like it's hot. It was like, oh. I didn't realize I was causing myself so much stress.
Well, I think what is impressive to those of you out there who, are listening is the fact that you just decided that you were going to do it and you did it. There's a lot of people who can't do that.
Well, yeah.
They can't just go, I have to, okay, I got to go buy a new car today.
I'm done. Well, I was thinking with all the adding of all the fixing I was doing on that car, I could have bought the car another car a year ago.
Well, that's usually what happens because we love our cars so much. We get stuck in that rut and we love our cars so much and we're so comfortable with them that we've got broken for us and we don't want to get rid of them. So we pay a little bit here, a little bit there. And then by the time it's all over, we finally do drop it. It's not hot anymore. Number one.
Well, I was thinking of
I've dealt with that for, I've had what, 28 cars in the last 30 years?
Well, and my thought was, I know all the nuances of this car. Yes, this problem is here, but I know how it acts for this. And I was making excuses for my car. We do that for people. We do that for situations. We do that for jobs. And we just keep holding on to this thing because it's comfortable.
Employers, contracts.
Yes. But to let go of an old car that was causing me a lot of problems, it was like, because I'm free, free falling. I mean, I feel so good not worrying about my car right now. I'm serious. And so that's what that it came up with.
Now you're going to have to wash it more often.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a sweet ride now.
Your cost of your car just went up just because you got to wash it more now. Just to keep it looking good.
It's pretty. It's a party car.
They party got black with black wheels.
Yes, pretty black wheels.
Riding on those 22s.
But that's the whole thing about dropping things like they're hot. Granted, I did not spontaneously buy this car. I did buy it spontaneously, but I had been looking at it for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it 3 months ago and I've been stewing on, should I do this? Nah. I'll look at this other car. Nah. And nothing really clicked. And I went, you know what? I really like this car. It's still in my head. I still like it. It's what I needed. It's nothing too foo-foo, but it's exactly what I wanted. And so I did it. So although it looks spontaneous and it seems spontaneous the way I did it, it's honestly more of, I've been thinking about it for months and I knew what price range I was after. And then the opportunity happened of, no one can pick you up. Okay, I'm an hour and a half from home. Guess I'll have to buy the car now. So I did it.
Well, the wife and I actually did that quite a few years ago. We were on our way to Pueblo and the car started being stupid and we ended up buying another car that day because the other car, but we had known it was going to go. We weren't really looking, but it was one of those things. It was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing. And we're on our way to Pueblo and the car decides to be stupid. We're stranded alongside the road. We're only a few miles or a couple miles from Pueblo. We get into Pueblo and bought a new car. Because I said, what's the point? Why are we going to deal with this thing? We already know it's an issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it things happen that way. But what I really want to get into the fact that it's not just about your car or cars.
It's about everything.
I think it's about everything. I think it's about relationships sometimes. I think that sometimes it's about partnerships. It can be about business associations.
That's why I wanted to talk about it.
All this kind of stuff.
It's everything. If it's causing you massive stress or underlying stress, you need to look at that situation, person, thing, whatever, and decide, am I willing to walk away from it?
Well, there's always the positive attitude where one door closes, another door opens, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's the way it goes with whatever the situation happens to be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm not saying you don't like your job, walk out. No, I'm not saying that.
No, don't walk out of your job.
But you don't like your job.
Unless you're really planning for it.
Start looking for something that is not that. And then when you have something else ready, then drop that one like it's hot.
Well, I also look at the fact, especially when it comes to a job. I mean, I've heard people who say, well, I want to get the hell out of here because this boss is this way, that boss is that way, the customers are like this, the customer, whatever. Then I step back and I go, you realize that it's the same thing no matter
everywhere
where you go.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, it just kind of starts anew and then it all comes back again.
Which is why I was hanging on to my car. Well, cars are just going to have another problem. At least I know these problems. Now I'm sure there's going
to
be
cars aren't like they used to be.
Yeah.
You can't keep that 65 Ford around, you know?
But I had the dealership pretty entertained because I'm here to buy a car. And unlike, you know, normally at the dealership, what will it take for us to have you walk out the door, drive away with this car today? I walked in and said, what can you offer me that I will drive away with your car today?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah. What will you do for me that I will drive away? Honestly, drive away. If you do this, 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 and this.
And the sales guy goes,
okay.
Okay. What am I going to do?
I said, if you don't,
what do I do?
I'll just get my sister to pick me up and I'll go dancing tonight. So what do you want to do for me? He goes, well, let's do this. And then they maneuver for me. Mm-hmm. So the same thing with relationships, family, friends, businesses, associates, clients that you don't want to work with. How much is it worth for you to stick with all that?
Well, I think some of it is a slow process.
Oh yeah.
Which can be, I mean, if you're a passive individual, like kind of sort of like I am, it can be a long process where you're seeing changes and those changes are not for the better in the situation you're in. How long do you live with it? I don't think you can put a number on it. Yeah, I think it's just, it's finally where there's a last straw or just the thought process of I'm done. I'm tired of dealing with this for this long. It's time to go.
Well, and
I think of it in networking groups.
Well, networking groups. And back to the car thing, I did not buy the car spontaneously within an hour of getting off the airplane. I've been thinking about a new car for a year. And in that year,
let me look at my phone. I'm by messages.
But I've been eyeing things for a year and I've been looking at cars and looking at pricing and how much am I willing to pay? How much do I want to put down? Do I want to put anything down? Is it even worth that? I mean, so I've been playing with this in my head. I do that with people, places, networking groups, you name it. I do, is this worth it? And I'll go like a couple more times and do, okay, I've walked out with two numbers and two people that I really want to connect with. Is it worth for me coming back at this time and losing 2 hours of my life? No, I got the two people I want to meet. And through them, I'll meet two other. I look at the bigger picture before I just pull a plug. So I do.
But sometimes I get too wrapped around that. Sometimes I look at the bigger picture and realize it's not going to work out in the end. But then sometimes I'll let it go, especially if it's somebody else's idea. I'm really bad about that. I'll look at somebody else's idea and I can forecast it, mm-hmm. of what's going to happen. Well, there's been some times that my forecasts weren't quite right.
And that's okay. It's okay to not be right, because it's not like they're going to never, ever let you back into that networking group or that. But if it's a relationship, you know, then you'll learn that what you do and do not want in the next relationship.
Well, you know, whether it's a relationship or just any kind of project.
That's what I meant. Any relationship. You have a project, that's a relationship. Networking group is a relationship. People are a relationship. Your car is a relationship. Your house is a relationship. Everything is a relationship. What? Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. It is free to be able to walk away from bad things.
I'm making the details more poignant, and you're saying, well, that's what I meant anyway.
It is. I'm just generalizing. But it
was your generalization was too large.
Yeah, I'm just generalizing, because so many of us will hold on to something because we don't want to ruffle feathers or we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Oh, well, you know, so-and-so invited me and they really want me there and it would mean a lot. Well, I went. And I went again. It's not for me. They will understand eventually why I didn't come back.
I think that's the hardest reason to drop things, some things.
Yeah.
Is because of relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I I find it interesting too. This is really highly philosophical at this point. It's interesting that we as human beings, we have our family. We have our certain friends. It's hard to drop certain friends when they're not friends anymore. Okay. I find it interesting. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, but if someone goes to jail, they get released from jail under whatever circumstances, they always go back to the familiar. They never start anew somewhere else. And it's not just prisoners. That's not what I mean. It's all of us.
But
that's my biggest example at this point.
And that's why, like, Coffee Cup Chuck, look him up on Facebook. He has where he tells his story about he got into bad things when he was young. And then he went to jail. And he came back out of jail and started doing right what brought him into jail in the first place. And he went, whoa, I'm just repeating the cycle.
Right.
And he realized it and then pulled away. But as he was pulling away, he was losing all the people that he loved and cared for because he didn't want to do that anymore. Look him up. He's got an amazing story.
Right. Right.
But it takes a lot to pull away from that kind of stuff.
But it's it's like these people who, you know, you see them on the news because they did something bad or wrong. And the cops know that they're going to show up at a house that's familiar. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I always thought if I could do a crime, I would always want to see if I could get away with it. Does that make sense? It's okay. One of those things that would really be cool. But the problem is if, okay, there's no repercussions. You're not going to get in trouble, whatever the case may be. Now see if you can pull off the crime. Well, sounds like a movie, but the problem is if you know that, you can't, if you know you don't have any repercussions, you're going to take more risks and you're going to see if you can get away with them
again.
And it does. So the scenario plays out no part. It doesn't work. But there are people out there that it's like, if you're going to do something bad, you know, the old saying goes, you always return to the scene of the crime. Why would you?
Every movie, if you ever watched any TV show, movie, CSI, what is that guy that I saw at the restaurant? Oh, shoot. Not CSI. But anyways, all those kind of crime shows. When they're at the crime scene, they're usually, you know, the tape is up and they walk and they say, look around the crowd. Whoever did this is somewhere in this room, somewhere there. Look around.
Yeah,
they pan it and they take pictures of all the people around because usually the perpetrator is watching their work.
I just always love how they solve a crime in 8 hours. Well, in an hour show. In the next.
Month in an hour show.
Yeah, they never, but it never goes, it seems like their time frame never goes beyond like a one-day work day for the toughest crime or for the medical hospital, the hospital shows, you know. Oh my gosh, we've got this problem. We've never seen it before. How long is it going to take us to figure this out? And 8 hours later, it's done. Problem solved. Patient's good. Of course, then again, it wouldn't be much of a show if that was the
case. Yeah. Stay tuned for the next 5 episodes as we slowly peel apart. That's like TikTok when you go and you start watching a video on TikTok and you say, they say, this is the best show ever. You've got to watch this movie. And then they never tell you the name of the movie. So you watch to the end and you never see anything. And it says for part two, like it. Or, oh, go to the next. And it's like, I've seen some of the videos and it's like the clip is 89. We're like, wait a minute, 89. Well, there's 87 other clips I need to watch.
There was one yesterday I ran across, and it was really cool. It was about somebody digging up this bunker or something in his backyard. And it was apparently, it turned out to be part one. Or no, it was like part two. So I go to the page where it supposedly came from. Well, it's nowhere. Part one's not anywhere. But I only took like 3 minutes to figure out that part one wasn't there.
Yeah, but that's it.
If it's not there within three minutes, I'm off to another thing.
The leading of you to keep coming back. And then you go back to their page to look for the ending because you never did see why was it the best show ever. It's like, oh my gosh, someone just tell me the movie. No, because if they tell you the name of the movie, you won't come back. So you cannot solve. You have to solve it in one in the TV show because no one wants to watch it for the next 6 weeks just to get to, and he has a broken toe.
And I always love the ones too. We're totally off topic. I love the ones too where they're out searching and it's dark and their flashlights are going, and then they turn around and they have a conversation with somebody standing there and it's daylight.
That's called bad editing.
You see a lot of that though. It's like the sun is just coming up. Now it's already dark. What the hell?
I drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Sometimes you don't need to see the end to decide this is the end. And so in these shows that we talk about on TikTok that you never can find a solution to whatever's going on, you drop it like it's hot. I'm done. I'll just be satisfied with the fact that I don't know that, or I'll look it up somewhere else.
Well, Galaxy Fest. When we shut down Galaxy Fest and made the decision to shut it down in 2019, okay, the name stuck around because I've kind of revamped the name here recently. But when we shut that down, it was hard. It was a hard decision because there were so many people who relied on that event for whatever emotional support they needed, because that's a lot of it. Oh, we miss it so much. We had so much fun. Yeah, it's emotional support. Okay, just summing it up. But it was really, really hard to drop it because it was our baby. It was the thing that we worked on day and night for, you know, a year for the next event to happen. There was always that kind of thought process. And then the relief after it was gone. Okay, well, I guess tomorrow I don't have to start looking for sponsors. I don't have to start asking for vendors. I don't have to
drive an hour and a half to wherever.
Right. So we did drop it in 2019, but it's the same way with any business. You've got to know that sometimes your business runs its course and it's time to drop it. It's time to get rid of it.
Not just your business.
Well, your business, your networking, but a lot of times it's in business, especially with, you know, our audience here, they deal with businesses all the time. Most of them do anyway. But is your business where it needs to be? Is there any reviving it? Is it on life support? Is it time to just let it go? Is it time to drop it like it's hot?
Because you're reviving it now. Dropped it like it's hot. I like it's hot. Revamped it, re-looked at the whole way as it was set up, and now reviving it back. So dropped
which,
it like
which
a
is
pot,
what I'm doing with back. Galaxy Fest.
That's what I'm saying, but you're bringing it back.
And it's really interesting too, because I've had a lot of interest in it that I haven't had before. Mm-hmm. That wasn't there before, and now we've got a lot of interest in making it bigger. And I haven't even got to phase two yet. You know, phase two is not until the 28th of April when it's not so mini-con.
Not so. But that's the whole thing about the drop it like it's hot. Evaluate what's going on in your role. If there's something that's causing you angst, look at that. Make a checklist of do's and don'ts or likes and don't likes, whatever it is.
It's called a Ben Franklin quote.
And just start writing it down and say, you know what? My pros of leaving outweigh my pros of staying.
And believe me, it makes a difference when you put it down on paper.
Yes,
it's I don't know where I ever picked it up from, but it's called a Ben Franklin close. You got the goods on one side, the bads on the other. You write down everything good about it, everything bad about it, and whichever list is longer should be the
tipping point.
The tipping point is if the not so good is long, it's time for it to go. If the great good is longer, keep time to keep hold of it. You know, but I was always taught it was the Ben Franklin close, and that's what I did with Galaxy Fest. You know, we wrote down all of the bad things. If it closed down, we wrote all the good things down, and there was like really one or two things on the good side to keep it. However, we're revamping it, bringing it back, but in a slow fashion so that the big event can actually be much more successful.
More stable.
Yo.
More sustainable.
So do I plan on taking it national? Probably not. That's where if somebody was to come in and say, hey, I'm going to give you this much money to make it national.
Well, that's when you franchise it and let somebody else buy it, that concept.
Right.
And they can set it on their own.
Something like that, so whatever. I mean, there's lots of things in the future that could possibly happen.
But drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. There's freedom in letting things go. That's really what my bottom line of this entire subject line was, is even I, who claim to be so enlightened in so many things, don't let go of some things. And I have to learn to let it go. I had to let go of my car. And now I'm happy with the new car for the next, 15, 20 years. No.
Well, another one, too, is we have a lot of things that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, like I work with web pages and I work with designing things and I'm a DJ and I've got Galaxy Fest and I've got my life insurance and investment. I got all these things I do. Sometimes you got to get rid of one. You just got to figure out which one to get rid of, which one's sucking down too much of your time and is not serving your purpose or your goals in life if you've got goals,
which you should. And but. Which one makes you despair when you think about having to do it?
Oh yeah, the one that did when you roll out of it's jobs. That's the way it was with the military or any job. Oh my God, I got to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not excited to get out of bed to go do your job, well, sometimes we have to rethink it.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wake up at 5 a.m. and keep going. Or as my husband said this morning, you just got home at 1:00 a.m. and you're awake at 5. Go back to bed. I can't. I got to go to the gym. I got to drive my new car. I got things to do. But I love loving life. And so that's why this Drop It Like It's Hot is a topic that I wanted to talk about, is because all of us have something or things that we like to hang on to that don't serve our greater purpose of being happy.
Like my long hair, I need a haircut.
Yeah, you do. I was noticing there's a little twirl on the other side of his head there.
I'm looking at the screen going, I need a haircut.
He's using you as a mirror, just FYI. Mm-hmm. There's one of those in your bathroom.
Maybe I should start using a filter.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Well, it's kind of a weird day. Nobody's come on and is commenting today and telling me how great I am.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. It's just nobody's telling us how great we are today.
Oh, no one's on.
I don't know.
Yeah, no one's on.
It's Friday afternoon.
That's weird.
It is weird.
But that's okay. Where are you?
Where is everybody?
Yeah, weird. I don't know where you all are. So thank you for watching the recording.
So while you're here, make sure you like and share.
Yeah, I can't look at my page.
And hopefully you're actually watching it afterwards and liking and sharing to all your favorite people.
Because drop it like it's hot. Drop it. Oh, yeah, no one's even on my page. So, no one's there.
Yeah, it's,
we're all.
You know why? Because it's a beautiful day outside.
In Colorado.
Everybody is in love with their jobs, and they're all working really, really hard today at noon.
They're not working hard if they love their jobs. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. So anyways, in business, in life, evaluate. Do your, what did you call it again? The list?
Ben Franklin close.
The Ben Franklin close?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where I got it from.
I've never heard that name. I just know I take a piece of paper and like an 8x10, 8x12. What is paper?
8x8.5 by 11.
8.5 by 11. And I fold it in half. And I just write all the good. Well, usually I start with all the yuckies because I start with those because those are top on my mind. This is why I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. And I write it all down and then I'll flip the paper over and do all the things I like about it. And then I'll open it and do, oh, that way one side doesn't influence the other side. I know I'm weird.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do a SWOT.
Well, it's the same thing.
It is.
Your SWOT is the same thing as a Ben Franklin quote for the most part.
Weaknesses, opportunities, threats. And then you look at your list and can you change this? Can you adjust this? Can you work on it from another way? And if you can't, then drop it like it's hot.
See, I'm so engrossed with this. I haven't even put up the little things on the bottom of the screen.
Oh, please like and share.
Like and share. Like us more.
And share this with someone you care about who needs to drop something like it's hot.
And comment so that it'll spread. It'll spread the word.
Oh, yeah. Just say hi. That'll help. Anyways.
Today is not our day for going viral, I take it.
No, because there is nobody here.
There is nobody out there.
Okay, but we appreciate you for watching the replay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But yeah, what do you have to drop? And what have you been thinking about dropping, but you haven't done it because, gosh, you're going to hurt someone's feelings or, oh, I don't know if that's going to work. Sometimes for your own well-being, you might have to just let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that we pretty well covered it today.
Okay. I'm so glad we had this time together. So thank you so much for watching us. Please like and share. Comment if you possibly can, because any comment makes the algorithm pick us up a little bit better. And share it on your page because someone's got to drop something like it's hot in their world. And someone you care about needs to hear us say it, not you. Because you know how that always works.
Drop this video like it's hot on your page, on your feed.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. So go be the best version of you unapologetically. And we'll say peace. My name is Dr. Michelle Maross, and he is
Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are Business Casual.
With Pearls of Wisdom.
From the porch. Peace.
Peace out.